Episode 6, The Road Ahead, GR00TN1.5 and the Future of Humanoid AI. Xiao King Tan. Hello and welcome to the final episode of our deep dive on NVIDIA's GR00TN1. It's been a fascinating journey so far, and now it's time to look forward. What comes after GR00TN1? How is this model evolving, and what does it mean for the future of AI-powered humanoid robots? In this episode, we'll talk about the immediate next step, the GR00TN1.5 update, and then zoom out to the broader implications for the industry and what might lie ahead in the world of generalist robot intelligence. Let's start with GR00TN1.5, the successor and first major update to N1. NVIDIA introduced N1.5 a few months after N1, incorporating a host of improvements based on lessons learned and new techniques. Think of GR00TN1.5 as GR00TN1. After a round of intensive training and a few smart tweaks, it's smarter, more precise, and even better at understanding language. Some key enhancements in N1.5 include better vision language understanding. NVIDIA upgraded the vision language module. System 2, the Thinker. In N1.5, this module, the Eagle VLM, was further tuned to improve grounding. That is, connecting language to the right objects in the scene. For example, if you say, pick up the small green bottle, N1.5 is much more likely to zero in on the correct item than N1 was. They achieved this by training the vision language model on more data focused on referential understanding, like distinguishing objects by descriptions, and by freezing and fine-tuning it in a more effective way. The result, in tests, GR00TN1.5 was significantly better at following language instructions accurately, which is crucial for real-world use. Diffusion action module tweaks. The action generating part, System 1, the doer, also got improvements. One big change was adding a new training objective, known as FLARE, Future Latent Representation Alignment. Without getting too technical, FLARE helps the model learn from human videos more effectively by aligning what the model predicts will happen with what actually happens in example future video frames. This gave N1.5 a boost in learning from watching humans. Something N1 was less efficient at. It means N1.5 can pick up skills or refine its movements by observing videos of humans doing tasks, broadening its learning sources. Efficiency and stability. N1.5's architecture was tuned for stability and generalization. NVIDIA simplified some of the connections, like the adapter that connects visual features to the language model, and applied better normalization techniques. These seemingly small changes led to a more reliable performance, kind of like tightening the bolts and oiling the joints of an already good machine to make it run even smoother. Training scale, GR00TN1.5 was trained with even more compute and data, and thanks to tools like GR00T-Dreams, they could generate a lot of new synthetic training scenarios quickly. For instance, they managed to train N1.5's new capabilities in just 36 hours of synthetic data generation and model update, something that would have taken months if done with manual data collection. This showcases how far the infrastructure has come. Leveraging cloud simulation and powerful GPUs, an improved model can be spun up extremely fast. The quick turnaround from N1 to N1.5 hints that we might see frequent iterations and rapid improvements in these models. What do these improvements translate to in terms of performance? In both simulation and real-world evaluations, GR00TN1.5 outshines N1. We mentioned an example earlier. In a test where a real humanoid robot had to pick up a specific fruit, apple versus orange, and place it on a plate based on a verbal command, N1 was decent, but N1.5 was almost flawless, going from roughly 50% success to over 90% in correctly following the command. In simulated benchmarks, N1.5 achieved success rates that were nearly double in some cases for language condition tasks. It's clear that as these models iterate, we're seeing leaps in capability. It's akin to how early versions of self-driving software struggled and improved incrementally. Here we're seeing a similar rapid refinement in the robot brain's smarts. Looking beyond the immediate 1.5 billion, what does the future hold? If we follow the trajectory, we can expect a GR00 TN2 eventually, perhaps with even larger scale, maybe integrating more senses. Could haptic feedback or sound be next? And even more general capabilities. The concept of a World Foundation model was hinted at. Models that not only handle the robot's immediate actions, but also have an understanding of the world physics and context, like predicting how things will change over time. We might see future versions incorporate explicit world modeling, basically giving the robot a mental simulation ability. Imagine a robot that can internally simulate, if I do this, what will happen, before it even acts. That could prevent a lot of mistakes. Another aspect is the community and ecosystem growth. Since GR00, TN1 is open source in nature, other researchers might build on it, fine-tune it for specialized domains, like maybe a medical humanoid assistant or an agriculture robot, and share their findings. We might get a whole family of models derived from the original, each with special talents, which could then cross-pollinate. It's similar to how one base language model often spawns many fine-tuned variants for different tasks. We should also consider the hardware side. Having a great AI brain is one thing, but that brain needs a body. Companies are racing to build better humanoid robot hardware, ones that are safe, power efficient, and capable of human-level dexterity and mobility. With brains like GR00TN1 available, hardware makers can concentrate more on perfecting the physical form, knowing that a generalist AI control system can be plugged in. This parallel progress will likely lead to robots that are both physically robust and mentally flexible. One challenge that remains is evaluation and safety. As these models become more complex, testing them across all scenarios becomes harder. There's an optimistic view that a foundation model that has seen more and more data will handle unexpected situations more gracefully, just like a well-educated human might respond to new challenges better. However, ensuring that a humanoid robot doesn't do something harmful when it encounters something truly outside its training will be important. We might see efforts to formally verify or put guardrails on these AI policies, especially as they start operating near people in everyday environments. In terms of impact, the advent of models like GR00TN1 is sometimes compared to the introduction of general-purpose operating systems in computing. It provides a common platform on which many applications, tasks, can run. The humanoid robot industry is in its infancy, but if every builder doesn't have to reinvent the AI brain, they can focus on differentiating their robot's capabilities and features. This could rapidly accelerate the deployment of useful robots in society. We could see robots that help in elder care, robots for disaster response, or multi-purpose robots in warehouses, all sharing a common underlying intelligence, just specialized a bit for their role. As we wrap up our series, it's amazing to reflect on how far things have come. Not long ago, a general-purpose robot was more science fiction than reality. But with NVIDIA's GR00TN1 and the subsequent innovations, we have a working prototype of that idea. A robot that can be told what to do in plain language, that can look around and understand its surroundings, and then physically act out a solution, and crucially, can learn new tasks without needing a full rebuild. It feels like we're at the dawn of something big. Perhaps in a few years, when we see a humanoid robot stocking shelves in a store, or helping carry luggage in an airport, we might have to remind ourselves that it likely all started with pioneering systems like GR00TN1 giving robots the gift of general intelligence. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into NVIDIA's GR00TN1 model. We explored the motivations, the inner workings, the training process, the capabilities, the real-world applications, and finally, the future trajectory of this technology. It's been a lot to cover, but hopefully you now have a clear understanding of why GR00TN1 is a milestone in robotics and AI. We hope you enjoyed this journey and learned something new about how robots are getting smarter and more adaptable. Who knows? Maybe the next time you interact with a helpful robot, a bit of GR00T's legacy will be running under the hood. Outro. This concludes our podcast series on the GR00TN1 humanoid robot model. We've gone from introduction to the future and everywhere in between. If you found this enlightening, Be sure to share it with fellow tech enthusiasts or anyone curious about where AI and robotics are headed. Until next time, thanks for listening, and here's to a future where robots and humans work together more seamlessly than ever.